He is really doing his own thing. I respect him a ton for that. I really do feel like he's had pushback for that. Because in this industry, it's all about clicks. It's all about views. I mean, that's not what I believe. That's probably not what you believe, right? Like, that's not what you care about. I don't care about that. I don't care how many views a song gets. I don't care how many likes a song gets, streams. If it's a good song, it's a good song. But people in the industry think very differently, especially record labels. It's not their fault. They run a business, and the business of music now is based on streams. And you have to have an insane number of streams to start making some, like, real money for a record label. So they're just pumping songs out these days, right? I mean, you know what I'm talking about, just pumping songs out. Just kind of like throwing a bunch at the wall, trying to see what's going to stick. And I believe that they're going to have pushback on anything that doesn't have some sort of edge or some sort of... edge is the wrong word, because this has edge in its own way. It's like shock appeal. Shock appeal, shock value. I'm blanking on the word, but you know what I'm talking about, right? Where it's like people's eyes on TikTok are like, huh? You know what I mean? Which is a shame, because how can you be artistic when you're constantly having to think about keeping people's attention? How can you try new things? How can you break the mold when you're constantly being pressured by your business partners to do things that will get more hits, more views? So I respect him, because I know for a fact he's having some pushback with songs like this. Doing an interlude of an instrumentation, that's kind of what made me think of this. And why I'm saying this is because doing an interlude like that, instrumentation, you're going to lose watch time. People are going to leave. But he's staying true to the art and what he wants to do.